never meant when the Millage family, because we'll fight that man longer than he'll be in Parliament, because we want him locked up. But he is responsible for the killings of thousands and thousands of people, including my son. And I promised my son I would fight for him. Now we have over 200 military families with certain soldiers coming and saying, don't give up. We won't give up on Tony Blair. Tony Blair to me is nothing but a murderer. Tony Blair stepping down is too good. We want our day in court with Tony Blair, and we hope to get our day in court with him. We have asked him to meet with us, and he has refused. But if he has to go to court, he won't refuse. He will have to face us mothers eye to eye. And that's the day I want, that's the day I'm fighting for. And we want our troops home. They boys are actually saying to us now, why are we there? We shouldn't have been there. So it's time to bring their boys home. Lock Tony Blair up. Lock George Bush up. Let their act get their own country back. People will say to me, do you not blame the Iraqi person that put the bomb there that killed your son? But the way I look at it, what would we do if people come in and started invading out their country?
Yeah.
Would we to stand and take it? I blame the government for everything that's happened in Iraq. Instead, it's a better place. It's not a better place. It's getting worse. And other boys are even getting killed and getting sent out there. But not the right commitment, which we all know. Because Scotland did the recruitment when he got killed, and we're fighting that as well. What military families will do is continue to actually get their own country and bring our boys home and get Tony Blair locked up because he flung away